You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your Reverend, your pastor, Dr. Augustus Okleme. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Our good God in heaven, we honor you this evening. We thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. We invite you into tonight's service. We ask that you do us good. Manifest Christ Jesus. Let us hear your word. Let us hear your voice. Do something new in every life. I bind the devil and disallow any influence of devils and demons over this service. I declare that no weapon formed against the service shall prosper, and I condemn every tongue that rises up against us in judgment. Lord, I pray for your power to heal, to be present. Your word said Jesus was preaching and teaching, and the power of God was present to heal. I pray that your power to heal be present in this evening service. Do something new in every life. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Well, it's an honor to be with you again this beautiful evening. We thank God for his mercy, for his love, for his grace. And as we gather to listen to his word tonight, I believe that something good is going to happen to you. Something good is going to happen to me, flow into my life, flow into your life. God is going to make a way for you, make a way for me. Hallelujah. Well, before I go any further, I want to invite you to a program which we are having this weekend, this week from Wednesday to Friday. It's the No Other God Convention, where our God has a face off, or he stands alone. I mean, anyone or anything that opposes you, anyone or anything that stands in your way, that fights you, stands in the way of your peace, your health, your soundness of mind, your business, your finances, it comes face to face with the God of heaven. No Other God Convention is birthed from the encounter of Elijah with the 450 or so prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, where Elijah said that let the God who answers by fire be God indeed. At the No Other God Convention, the God who answers by fire will be God indeed, and that's going to be the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. As we mention the name of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost is manifested, your burdens will be lifted, your sicknesses will be healed, hidden things will be revealed, and you and I will be set as we prepare to enter 2023. The Bible says that the people who sat in darkness saw a great light, and to those who lived in the region of the shadow of death, this light has shone. When things are darkest, God always has a way of helping his people and making ways for us. So we know what's happening around us. We know what's happening in the world. But we still believe that what God has spoken concerning us, what God has promised, we are going to see it come to pass. Hallelujah. So do join us for the No Other God Convention. You can find us. We are at Cheshire, inside Kochi. When you get to the Cheshire Township, you just go beyond the Chief's Palace. That's when you're coming from Bekwamin. If you are coming from Kwaoma, you reach there before you reach the King Chief's Palace. And we have a signboard on our junction, yes, entering. And you will have entered that valley where God's miracle power is flowing like a river. Hallelujah. Something good is going to happen to you at the No Other God Convention. Bring your friends, bring your family, and experience God's power like you have not experienced it before. I want to read something from Genesis. Genesis chapter 17, an encounter Abraham had with God way back in the Old Testament. Open your Bible with me to Genesis chapter 17 as we read from verse 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. God introduced himself to Abraham in a different way in this scripture. And he said, I am the Almighty God. I am the Almighty God. The Almighty God are the words El Shaddai. El Shaddai. El Shaddai means all sufficient. El Shaddai means he is all able. There is nothing that is beyond his reach, and there is nothing that is beyond his power to perform. And that's one of the great things that sets the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Christians, apart from all other gods. The fetish priests who people claim to be, Omabin, or they are good or powerful, or however they speak, those their things, are those who work with several spirits, several dwarf spirits, or whatever spirits they call them. When you are driving on the Accra Road, you see a lot of signboards. I don't know why those signboards with scary creatures are supposed to attract people to come for help. Signboards with people with three heads and six arms and all of that. But surprisingly, those are the signboards that attract people to come for help. Come for help from such creepy, crazy-looking creatures. People still go. And for any help that such creatures will give you, they will take more than anything that they ever give. And always understand that every time you are dealing with the devil, his agenda is three-pronged. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. There's absolutely nothing good that he's giving you. Anything that appears good that you are receiving from the devil, it's a lie. It's deception. It's like a sugar-coated poisonous pill. So now people go to these places and these people who have various spirits working with them claim to help them with one thing or the other, help them kill somebody and help them do this or help them do that. But all these people have to work with several gods or several idols. They are no gods, because there is a specific spirit that will give you what, maybe some prosperity, or so they say, and another who will help your marriage, and another who will give you children, another who will give you money, or another who will heal you. Okay? Now, it's consistent with the other religions. If you look at Greek mythology and you want to find out how many gods they had, you'll find out that their gods are so many. Okay? They have so many gods. And, I mean, we know about some of them. They have gods for war. They have gods for rain and harvest. They have gods for almost everything imaginable, for peace, for love, etc. Because there is no God who is all-sufficient in any of these fake religions. But the God who came or introduced himself to Abraham introduce himself as the all-sufficient God, meaning Abraham, Abram, because it was now that he was going to change his name. If you have me, you have everything you need. Hallelujah. And God had to introduce himself to Abraham this way, because around him were various practices and various modes of worship. But God was calling Abraham to start a new family, a new tribe, a new people through whom the Messiah would be born to save the world. And God introduced himself to Abraham, or Abram, as the Almighty God. It's a revelation of God that Abraham needed to receive in order to walk into the new places, into a new realization or experience with him. You find out that everyone's experience with God is bordered by the extent of their revelation of him. Everyone's experience with God is going to be bordered or bounded. The boundaries that your experience with God will have are based on your revelation of him. It's not just head knowledge or what you heard in Sunday school, but revelation of him. Revelation is light, illumination. How much insight your spirit has received about God is going to influence how you walk with him. There are Christians who do not believe that God heals today, so they will remain sick. Even if they hear someone like me who believes in that God heals, and I've seen the sick healed. Last night I was in a Reverend Kumi's church, somewhere in Kumasi. We're having an all-night service, and many sick people were healed. I just had the mention of the name of Jesus as we prayed. So we are not just telling you things. I'm a medical doctor. I'm a scientist. I have learnt, and I'm still learning. But I know that Jesus heals the sick. I've seen him do it. We had people who were healed from a previous visit. This is not the first time I've been there. A previous visit who came there to tell us that they were still healed. Sicknesses for which they had been taking medication, and they are completely freed. Okay, because Jesus does heal the sick. But there are Christians who don't believe it. There are Christians, or there are churchgoers who believe that the last apostle died, the day the last apostle died, the gifts of the Spirit ended. Okay, but when you read Ephesians, he says when he ascended on high, he gave gifts to men, and he gave to one apostles, prophets, to some apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, till we all come to the unity of the body, and to a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So the only question that you really need to ask is, has the church been perfected yet? The only question you really need to ask is, have we come to the unity of the faith? Have we come to the full knowledge of the Son of God? Has the church come to the state of a perfect man? Have we come, or have we attained unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ? And that question, the answer to that question is no. That is why God is still anointing apostles today. Okay? So there are people who are called to be apostles today. There are people who are called and anointed to be prophets today, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and all the rest. Interestingly, people are comfortable with teachers. There's a teacher, there's a teacher, that one there, you think is okay. Because most of these places that tell you that there are no gifts of the Spirit in operation today, they believe, or they are being taught by people who they accept to be teachers. But they cannot accept the works of power. But if you take supernatural things out of the Bible, I don't know how much of the scripture you have left. Because the whole book is a supernatural book. And God is a supernatural God. And that's why something supernatural is going to happen in your life tonight. Say a loud amen to that. So, the extent of your revelation. So, for someone who doesn't believe that Jesus heals, the person will probably just turn off their radio set. Even though they have a lot of pain and they are sick now, they may not be interested in what I'm saying or what any minister of healing is saying about God's healing power. So they will remain sick. Some of these people may be genuinely saved. They will go to heaven because their spirits are saved, but their bodies will remain bound because the extent of their revelation does not allow them to be set free from the power of sickness. There are other people who are bound by devils, but some Christians just don't believe that the devil can even influence their life. They have some funny doctrines which they believe in, that because Christ has already defeated the devil has no power, over them. The devil has no, he can't affect any aspect of their lives. They believe some of these things. So they are bound and they are troubled, but they don't accept it. And if you don't accept it, how can you be healed? Jesus said, the whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. You see, if there's a problem, faith is not saying that, faith is not just denying facts. Faith is not a denial, but an acceptance. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. Your faith is based on something you are hoping for. What you are hoping for is based on something God has said. So faith is rather laying hold onto something that is above, beyond what maybe you are experiencing. Okay? So it's not just like you went to the hospital, the doctor said you have diabetes. Oh, I don't have diabetes. I will not accept it. I will not claim it. I will not. It's negative. I reject, blah, 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 positive confession. That's not really faith. You can be doing positive confession. Positive confession is good. It will up your mood. It will give you a good mood and all of that. But it doesn't have power. It has the power to affect you, but it doesn't have the power to affect your circumstance. That sickness will still progress. It will still keep going on. But faith is different. Faith is based on something God has said. It's a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So there is hope. There is a hope for something. The Bible said faith then comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Something God has said has given you a certain hope. And that brings that is the bedrock for whatever faith you are going to walk in. Okay? So it's not just about wishful thinking and just wishing things away. Faith is the thing that changes the situation, not just positive thinking. But if you have faith, it will affect your confession. It will affect what you say. So the person who has faith will tend to also speak positive and all of that. But just speaking positive without the backdrop of faith will not change the situation. It can change your mood. It can make you happy, so that you can die happily from that sickness or that disease. Because faith is not about the denial of facts. But faith is a confidence in what God has said about you. And the confidence produces the results. The result, what God has said, it produces that result, that confidence. You hold on to it until that result that God promised is manifested. Maybe we'll have more time to talk about faith. And maybe we should. Okay? So, your extent of revelation of God, my extent of revelation of God about who He is going to affect our experience of Him. Abraham had some knowledge of God. He had some encounters with God right from Genesis chapter 12. But now in chapter 17, God said, Abraham, I am the all-sufficient one. Abraham, I am enough for you. Abraham, I am almighty. Abraham, I am El Shaddai. If you need peace, I can give it to you. If you need health, good health, I can give it to you. If you need finances, Abraham, I can supply it. You need a child, I can give you a child. Abraham, what do you need? You need a job, I can give you a job. You have enemies, I can deliver you from them. I mean, Abraham, what do you need? You have there's wickedness all around you, your father's house, mother's house. I can save you, I can preserve you from them. This is the all-sufficient God. That is why when you read the scriptures, the people who came in contact with the Jews, some of them used to mock them and some of them were confused at them because they had only one God, whilst they had several gods, a God for this, God for that, God for that. And today is still the same. We have one God, but he's all-sufficient. But understand that your experience of him being all-sufficient depends on the revelation that you have about him. And that's the thing that has limited people's experience of his all-sufficiency. Because your experience is going to be influenced by how much you can believe for. But how much you can believe for is influenced by how much you know about by revelation. How much you have come to know about him. Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. That's why you should listen to broadcasts like this and other broadcasts that believe in God's power, that believe in God's love, that believe in his goodness, and that speak about faith and his ability. Because look, if he says he's all-sufficient, you and I, we need that or his all-sufficiency in our lives before we can have a good life down here. The Bible says that according as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Let's look at it. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. So there it is again. Everything you and I need here, the scripture tells us that in God's own power, he has given them to us. So the question then is, why are there areas of our lives that are lacking of these things that pertain unto life and godliness? Then he quickly adds, they come to us through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. As you have greater knowledge about him and his love, his power, his will, his desire to help you, to heal you, to give you a good home, a good marriage, to take care of you, to supply your needs, to actually make you rich. The Bible says, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet he became poor, that you and I, through his poverty, might become rich. God wills that. God, Christ Jesus, sacrificed himself so that you and I can have riches, not just being okay. Jesus wants you to be rich. But right there, someone will say, oh, I don't believe it, I don't believe it, I don't believe it. The extent of your revelation, your knowledge of him, he said, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and to virtue. My time is up, but I want to encourage you that as we go through the month of December, stay with me, invite your friends, invite family, as we learn more about this all-sufficient God. As the Lord allows us, we'll take a few sessions on this. We can't exhaust it all, but we want to know more about his goodness. We want to know more about the extent of his love, because the more we know, the more we can have. The more we understand him and we catch and grasp that revelation, the wider our experience will be. So it's not just about, I've been serving God for so and so years. How much of his goodness do you know about? It's not that I've been going to church, I've been a Christian, that's not how to talk. The revelation of him, the knowledge of him, is what will influence your experience of his goodness. As God came to Abraham and told him that, I am the Almighty God, he opened him up to a different level, a different place, a different aspect, a different revelation, a different walk. And as you and I keep hearing him and catch this revelation, 2023 will be a year where we experience the manifestation. Oh, glory to God. Bow your head with me. Before I go, I want to pray for someone who doesn't know Jesus. This is a fantastic time to turn around and give your life to Him. Jesus has suffered for you. He shed His blood for you. And He wants to save you. He loves you. He doesn't reject you. No matter how heavy sin weighs on you, He can forgive you and He can make you new. Bow your head with me if you are this person and you want to turn around and give Jesus a chance in your life. You want to choose Jesus tonight. Pray this prayer. Say, Father, I come to you today as a sinner. I'm sorry for my sin and I turn away from my sin. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, that you came into this world, you suffered and died for me, and you rose again on the third day. From today, I give you my life, I give you my heart, I give you my all. In Jesus' name. As I was praying, the Lord told me that He's setting people free from ancestral diseases. Karabando sandalaba shandalaba hatosia. Intaharabakusto rapalendo sahade. Any disease that runs through your family, it's in the blood, in the bloodline, or however you have a genetic predisposition to it, or it's just evil spirits that are transferred from generation to generation. There is a power that breaks ancestral diseases now. Be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Any sickness that your parents have, that you have inherited or you have by inheritance, Jesus Christ looses you from it now. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. You had asthma, now your children have it. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I loose you and I loose the generations after you. In the name of Jesus, migraine headaches, be loosed from those things. Menstrual cramps, very debilitating. The power of God is setting you free now. In the name of Jesus, diseases of the blood, diseases of sugar control, by the power of the Holy Ghost, be loosed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you for your power. Check those sicknesses. Go and check your blood pressure. Power of God has touched you. Go and check those sugars. You'll find that they are normalized because the power of God has broken diseases that have ancestral origin. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us. Next week, we'll be with you again on another beautiful edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. I'm your pastor, Reverend Augustus. Yeah, by God's grace, I had my ordination service last week, so I'm Reverend Augustus now, and we love you, we are praying for you, and we believe in God's best concerning you. God bless you, and do join us this week, Wednesday to Friday, in our No Other God convention. We love you.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.